Susie, 103.4 weather with Thy Will Be Done. A reliable and brighter forecast for you and your family's future. Call 0800 668 1164.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Cow Pie Country Show. The weather this morning, light cloud and blue skies as the sun warms us. Highs of 25 or 26 degrees expected today. Don't forget sun cream, a good hat and drink plenty of water. Currently, it's 15 degrees here in Blindley Heath. Good morning. Welcome along. Have some fun today. So ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Cow Pie Country Show. It's Neil Monday and Izzy Brooks is out there on a microphone. Good morning, Izzy.
Good morning. What a glorious, glorious morning in our beautiful county.
Oh, it's wonderful. And the sunrise was just perfect.
It was pink in the sky. What a beautiful, beautiful day here in Blindley Heath. The sun is rising, the temperature's rising. As Neil said, make sure you've got sun cream and water at the ready for today. It's going to be a hot one.
It certainly is going to be a warm one. Yeah, warm one, hot one. I think we're going to roast slowly today.
I think stripping clothes off is the answer, Neil. We'll be fine.
Less of that, please. Less. So welcome along to the Cow Pie Country Show, organised by the young farmers across Surrey and Sussex. Welcome along. It's going to be a great day. If you're coming to the show, make sure you get here early. It's going to be absolutely crowded today. It really will be.
And if you're not coming to the show, where are you and what are you doing? Because this is the place to be today. Change your plans. Cross off what's on the calendar. You don't even need wellies. I'm in sandals today. Get yourselves to Blindley Heath.
It's those sunglasses, is he?
Do I look showbiz, Neil?
Oh, yes.
With the cows. Me and the cows, we look very showbiz together.
No, it's you and tractors.
I love myself a tractor. Going to get myself on one in a minute. Or maybe a motorbike, we'll see. We've got the infamous Steve Coley today, haven't we?
Absolutely, one of the best stunt motorcycle riders there is in the UK. He comes from the Isle of Man.
Amazing.
And he's got so many DVDs out there, you find them in the shops.
What's he going to be jumping over today, I wonder?
He could be jumping over you.
Oh my. Have I got insurance?
Risk assessment, just duck.
As well, I do believe there'll be some duck raising or something.
Yes, there has. Chicken raising.
Oh, chicken raising. Get me animals right. Lovely. I've just seen the Springer Spaniels as well. They're waiting for action from the rescue centre. And there's some fantastic clothing lines here. Whilst I was supposed to be preparing, I've actually been browsing the shops.
Fantastic. Do come down and join us. It's live, Izzy and Neil, at the Cow Pie Country Show until 10 a.m. this morning. Then do come along, because I'm commentating all the way through the day.
Oh, lovely. I'll be staying. I'll be here with the kids enjoying it.
Oh, there's the alarm bell.
Good morning, Cow Pie Show!
Susie 103.4, Sussex and Surrey.
Man Eater here on Susie Radio. It is a stunning, stunning morning. The sun is coming up high in the sky. There's a hubbub of activity. Everyone's sort of milling around, setting up tents. There's tractors wheeling in. There's dogs walking around. Lots of animals, actually. But I am here at the Urchin stand with Mama Urchin. It's a clothing line. It's a lovely clothing line at that. I've been having a browse. Hello, good morning.
Good morning. It's Mama Urchin from Urchin Clothing speaking. How are you?
Yes, fantastic. Thank you. You're in a very sprightly mood this morning. So tell us about your clothing line.
Certainly. I am so proud of everything that I make. It's Papa Urchin and Mama Urchin here. We make beautiful clothing, bespoke, especially for people that have just loved beautifully made British clothing. We make one-off pieces. We make individual pieces. We make beautiful clothing that are live life in colour, individual clothing. So we make things that are bright, cheerful, smiley faced,
just like yourself.
Yes, you, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the pieces that we've got. I can see tweed, the sort of materials that you're using, lovely bright colours, flowers, and you say it's all homemade.
Yes, exactly. I have my own factory, and then we even do our own individual fabrics. So we even knit our own fabrics. We have the most stunning fabric that is individual. So if you have an allergy to wools, we knit our own fabric that is incredible. so that it feels like a cashmere, but it isn't actually a cashmere. It's beautifully soft, it's organic, and we organically dye the colours as well. And it's so, so, so soft. It doesn't bubble, it doesn't peel, and you can pop it in the washing machine as well. It is so beautifully soft. So incredible for everybody to wear continuously.
Sounds divine. Sounds divine to me. What are you going to be doing here at Cowboy today? What are you selling or showing on display?
I have the most amazing tweed skirts that will look great. Short skirts with your boots. Fabulous. The other thing that I have is an amazing throw that you can pop on. It's reversible. It unbuttons. You can put it on with a ball gown that you wear. You know how it is. Go to all the trouble of putting your dress on to the hump ball, something like that, and you've got a fabulous hair, fabulous makeup, you've got the dress on, and then you arrive and it's freezing cold, you've got the anorak on. Well, I've got a fantastic throw that you can put on, finish the garment off, and you look amazing with it. You can also wear it to a barbecue later in the evening with the drinks and everything like that, and it looks so great. So that's my reversible throw in a tweed.
Lovely. I think we've got a stylist here as well. I'll be coming to you for advice. What I love about your clothing when I've been looking around is that there's no obvious bold logo. It's all very subtle, and I've also spotted some guys' clothing here as well. It's not just for the ladies, is that right?
Polo shirts and rugby shirts for the guys as well as the ladies as well. We have our own buttons as well, very discreet, with a smiley face on those as well.
I love it. I love the subtlety of the design. So it's Urchin Clothing, and you have to name drop, so you supply to royalty nonetheless. Who have you been supplying clothes to?
We make polo shirts for Gatcombe, for Princess Anne. We do polo shirts for them, and she also purchases the clothing for herself as well. Zara Phillips also buys our clothing, and Mike Tindall, because we have our unique sizings. And as you already know, Zara's got a sense of humour, and she likes the idea that she can take the mickey out of her husband. So for the guys, we've got slim, fit, fat, which she quite liked the idea of calling Tindall fat boy, and big fat. So we have the guys are slim, fit, fat, and big fat. And for the ladies, less insulting, we have slim, fit, curvy, and voluptuous.
I love it. That's absolutely fantastic. Well, you know what, Neil? If it's good enough for royalty, it's good enough to me. Over to you. I've got some shopping to do.
I think we're going to be kitted out by the end of the day. Have they got something a little bit larger than fat boy? Stayed here last night. It was just absolutely amazing. It was just lovely and warm. I was just milling around, having a chat to some of the stallholders, and obviously just speaking to some of the organisers who are setting up all the events that are going to be taking place in the main ring today. Put my recorder out, and this is what I spoke about last night.
Well, it's getting on in the evening on Saturday night, and they're still at it. I've been here since 9 o'clock this morning, and these ladies and gentlemen came in just after me this morning and have been marking out ready for all the competitions for the young farmers here at the Cow Pie. Andy Watson, you're with me right now. I mean, what have you been up to today?
We have to go round the main ring where we run all the competitions, and we have a pre sort of arranged plan of what competition we're going to run, and a lot of the competitions involve lots of bits, so we have to mark out on the grass where we're going to put all the bits. So when we come to set them up, we have very little time to set them up during the day, so we have to know exactly where all the bits are going. So we have to mark on the grass exact locations for all the competition bits so we can set them up nice and quick.
This is like a little bit of a theatrical production, in essence.
It's a bit like that, yeah. You have to know where everything is going because there's lots of people watching. We want to get out there, set it up, run the competition, get it down, get the next attraction into the main ring.
And just tell us about some of the games that are going to be involved here, because I've seen some wonderful contraptions being built.
Yeah, we've sort of made different games over the years, and this time I've decided to sort of make several games into one, so we've connected them all together. So one of them is like, we had this game called Raise the Flag. So you have to connect all these bits of rope together, and part of connecting the ropes together, it connects to a pulley that will then raise a flag on a post. But the post is padlocked to the handle, and they can't pull the handle until they've collected a key. And the key is at the bottom of a tube, and the tube has to be filled with water. So the key's on a little bit of cork, so it floats to the top when they've collected the water. So that's running backwards and forwards, collecting water to get the key to raise the flag, and we've collected that with another game. So there's just loads of different things happening.
Now, I saw you this afternoon actually trying out some of the games for yourselves. You had planks of wood, and there was four of you on it, trying to walk from one end of the room to the other. It was quite hilarious.
Yeah, that's a game we played years ago called Walk the Plank. So it's basically two bits of scaffold board with some rope handles on it, and you get four people on each plank, and you have to literally lift your left foot at the same time to walk forward, then the right, then the left, then the right, then the left, to walk the planks forward. So they never get it right, and it's quite fun to watch.
And tell us about this game everybody's been telling Susie Radio about, the pit stop.
Our musical pit stop is a game where each of the clubs have a car, and they decorate the car in a theme. So they drive, so they're judged on the car they have. So the winner is the best one. And then the pit stop is they drive around in a circle to music, and in the middle of the circle are some hay bales. When the music stops, one of the passengers gets out of the car and runs to the hay bale. And you can guess there's less hay bales than there are runners. So it's a bit like musical chairs with a difference.
Andy, thanks very much.
No problem.
That was Andy Watson, who spoke to me last evening. They were busy working away, and believe it or not, he actually had his whole body inside a plastic tunnel, which is going to be involved in one of the games today. I can't say any more than that, because it's a big surprise. You've got to come to see it, and the Young Farmers don't know too much either.
Just brilliant. I love this song. Kelly Clarkson, heartbeat song, just can't get tired of that one. So we're live here on Susie Radio at the Cow Pie Show in Blindly Heath, Surrey. And I'm joined by Jenny from Just Springer's Rescue and these absolutely gorgeously cute dogs. Hi, Jenny. Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, we're good. We're just setting up our stall, ready to fundraise for the day.
So that's what you're doing here today. You're looking to raise money for your charity to rehome Springer Spaniels. Is that right?
That's right. We're a local charity. We raise money through different shows like this all through the year to rehome about 20 to 30 English Springer Spaniels to approved homes.
And they're gorgeous. What sort of ages do you take them in from?
Any age, really. Sort of a few months old, as soon as they've been, picked up, to 14, 15. So, yeah, the whole age group.
I can't believe that anyone would want to get rid of a 2 or 3 month-year-old dog. Why?
They're very lively, very active dogs, and very attractive. So people think, oh, gorgeous, sweet, but it's very lively and will bounce around your house.
So you've been running about 8 years now. So roughly, how many dogs do you take in a year?
We take between 20 and 30 a year, yeah, and adopt them out. And if we've got any problem ones, we tend to keep them ourselves.
Oh, so they all get a nice home. That's lovely. And who have we got here? Here's this chap.
This is Max. Max is my 12-year-old Springer Spaniel. I adopted him when he was 9.
So he's yours, is he? There's quite a few little ones milling around. I see the hyperactive ones are being put in the cages for now.
Yeah, there'll be lots today. Lots of people that have adopted dogs come and help us. So they'll be bringing their Springer so everybody can come and give them a cuddle. They're all friendly.
Do people actually adopt them while they're here? Do they go, right, I want to take that home?
No, they don't. We're very careful how we get adopt them out. They can take an application form today and apply. If we get a dog in that we think suits them, we invite them to come and see it, and then they go home and think about it before they actually take it on.
I'm absolutely massively passionate about Spaniels. I've got a cocker, English cocker myself, Neil, so I think my husband will be disappointed when I come home and there are 8 dogs in the back of the car.
I'm glad you said it like the way you said it just then.
I can't believe the amount of tractors. I've just seen a pink tractor, Neil.
I know, with a pink trailer.
I know. I think that's for me.
Tractors are us today, most definitely.
I think if farmyard machinery is your thing, then you should be here, shouldn't you?
Absolutely. We've got some splendid displays coming up. Brand new tractors as well. Crop sprayers and much more.
Ooh, crop sprayers. Stop it.
Now, we're at the Cowpie Country Show. Surrey Young Farmers Clubs actually run the event. Many clubs around the area, including Bear Green, Brockham, Chobham, Cranley, Dorking, Reigate. Involved, they're great clubs, and it's great for the young ones as well. And Izzy Brooks is out and about, and Izzy, you found yourself a shepherd's hut.
I'm currently in a shepherd's hut next door to that infamous pink tractor that we spotted earlier, and joining me now is the owner of the shepherd's hut, Shane. Did you build this yourself?
Yes, I did, yeah. I built it last summer for a road trip that we did down to Cornwall on the tractors.
It is absolutely stunning. I'll just describe it. It is this quaint little hut with bunk beds inside for his two daughters. And what else have we got in here? Is that a little kitchen or a pantry?
Yeah, we've got everything. We've got cooker, we've got toilet, we've got storage, everything you need, really.
And I love the door. It's like a stable door on the front of it. And whose is the pink one? Come on, this is beautiful.
That was I built that last year for my wife. She's not here today. She's on a training course. She's got out of it. But the pink tractor was built for a charity that we support, which is Brain Tumour Research and Awareness in Children. And last August, we took the pink tractor along with two other tractors and another gypsy caravan that I built and the shepherd's hut. We drove them to Cornwall, up to Gloucester and then back again. Did 700 miles over 3 weeks. So the pink tractor's here all weekend. We are still collecting for the charity, so if you want to come and see us, come and sit on the pink tractor and have your photograph taken. We just ask for a small donation. Come and look in the wagon and have a chat with us.
Or you can get on the pink trailer, because there's not only a pink tractor, on the back is a pink trailer with lovely bunting and beautiful pink floral seats that look a little bit like a bus. It really is very cute and very quaint. I think you should have these out for hire. Can people hire these? I'd love to have this as like maybe a wedding car or something.
Well, that is on the list, certainly with a pink tractor, and that was the idea of doing the trailer. They are actually bus seats, they're covered. The trailer is an old hop picking trailer, so I tend to use traditional farm implements but just convert them a little bit, I suppose, and make them a bit more usable.
And we've got a lot of farming sort of materials all around. We've got a scythe here and a pitchfork here, and it's all made out of lovely different farming materials. And just the last question for you, I just want to know, get technical with me, what type of tractors are these?
The blue one is a 1953 Fordson Major E1A, and the pink one is a 1958 Fordson Dexter.
Absolutely gorgeous. I'll be demanding that my husband makes one of these for me immediately, Neil. Immediately!
Which one, the Major or the Dexter?
No, I actually like the Shepherd's Hut the best, which is the blue Ford... Fordson, I'm with it. They're gorgeous. Lovely. Come here, get your picture taken in one of these today if you come down to Kalpoi. Lovely, Neil.
I love the way the gentleman described the fact that the Shepherd's Hut's got a toilet in the corner as well.
Oh, I can't hear you. You keep dropping out of my ears. Where are you?
I said I love the way the gentleman described the fact that the Shepherd's Hut had a toilet in it as well. Fascinating. Makes good radio, I presume. It's Cowpie Country Show. It's Neil Munday and Izzy Brooks live here. And I've got Luke Smith, who's the chair of the Young Farmers. Good morning, Luke.
Good morning.
Just tell us about Young Farmers Clubs.
Young Farmers Clubs. We have six Young Farmers Clubs across Surrey, totaling about 140 members at the moment, people between the ages of 10 to 26. And most clubs meet weekly, measuring between Wednesday and Friday night, and do a range of activities, really. But today is our main fundraiser for Young Farmers. We are a registered charity, and the Cowpie Country Show keeps us going, really, every year to keep our office running and our part-time staff, and allows our members to have opportunities throughout the year.
Now, we see some of the fun and games happening in the arena, but what happens out of this showground? What happens normally on club nights?
Well, on club nights, there's a variation. As I say, each club sort of runs themselves, and on they do different things. They can go from things like farm visits to off-road driving to swimming to scuba diving to night hikes to having people in to give them talks on farming and wildlife and all that kind of stuff. They do a huge variation of tasks. There's nothing, you know, every week there's something different, and the programme will be set out a year and ahead.
And you've got events happening today involve the Young Farmers. Tell us about the arena events, first of all.
Yes, today we've got this is all about the Young Farmers today, as much as this show on is for the public as well, but the Young Farmers are here and they're competing in the main ring over several events today. They've got 2 to 3 team challenges, and then later on they've got the musical pit stop, which is basically like musical chairs but in a car instead. So there'll be a runner coming out of the car into a bale in the middle. It'll all be very exciting. And then later on this afternoon, the final event will be egg throwing, and where everybody gets plastered in yolk and one thing and another. So it's always very exciting indeed. So yeah, no, it's a huge team, along with all the other stuff that's going on in the main ring.
Dare I say the yolk will be on you, I think.
Yes, I think it will be, yeah.
Now, just tell us, you've got a marquee behind us as well. This is Surrey Young Farmers Club marquee. What happens in there?
Well, today the competitors have spent a lot of time prior to the show making exhibits and such like. So, for example, we've got in there like decorated plates, floral displays, novelty cakes, all sorts of cookery competitions, and they've all bought today to compete against one another. So all six clubs will meet together and they will compete against each other today for the prizes and trophies at the end of the day, basically. So the more they make, the more they do, the more points they get. Meaning the more they, the better they do at the end of the day.
So we've got various young farmers clubs. We gave them all a little bit of mention on earlier on the radio, and they're going to be having a lot of fun today. I'm just looking forward to the fabulous musical pit stop later.
Yes, yeah, that's always the exciting part, and people don't believe it can happen, really, I don't think, until it's actually happening. It's always good fun indeed.
Luke Smith, thank you very much for joining us here live on Suzy Radio. We're looking forward to the day. It's absolutely brilliant.
Suzy 103.4 weather with Thy Will Be Done. A reliable and brighter forecast for you and your family's future. Call 0800 668 1164.
Well, if you're thinking of going out into the sunshine today, I can tell you light cloud and blue skies as the sun really warms us up. Highs of 25 or even 26 degrees Celsius expected today. So don't forget your sun cream, a good hat and drink plenty of water. Currently, it's around 18 degrees here at Blindly Heath. It is really warming us up. It's Neil Monday and Izzy Brooks live at the Cowpie Country Show 2016 at the Blue Anchor Show site, Blindly Heath.
Suzy 103.4, Sussex and Surrey.
I must say, Izzy Brooks is dancing around our outside broadcast at the moment.
Woo, I'm having a brilliant time here. The music's fantastic here on Suzy Radio this morning. I have to say, congratulations, it's lovely.
Now, I've been out and about, Izzy, and I found something which I think is the ultimate in cuteness.
Oh, the Springer dogs?
No, more cuter than Springer dogs.
Really? What is it? A little baby duckling?
No, more cuter than baby ducklings.
A baby chick?
More cuter than a baby chick.
Oh. Come on then, Neil, stop it.
Spill the beans.
Stop it.
Spill
what
the
is
beans?
It?
No, I was going to say pork pie. No. No, I've actually come across and found some lovely barn owls. And I caught up with Rory and Emma last night and told me all about theirs.
Popped over
to the medieval village and I'm joined by Rory and Emma and a pair of lovely ladies of the feathered variety. We have two wonderful barn owls, don't we, Emma?
We do indeed. We've got Serenity and Willow, who are 6 months old. They are natural barn owls, so they're native to this country, but they're captive bred. And this is their first show out, so they're hopefully going to behave themselves.
One of them's a little bit flighty. Rory, just tell us a little bit about yours.
Well, this is Willow, and she's a bit, you know, excited. You know, she's just got out of her box after a long drive, so she's willing and eager to start flying around, which she can't just yet because she's not used to the area. So,
and the public will be able to get up close and meet them tomorrow?
They certainly will, yes, yeah. They'll be able to get up close and personal, meet them, and maybe learn a bit about them that they didn't know.
Owls and owls, they're different types, and they all live in different places. Barn owls, obviously, because they used to frequent barns. But they're a very peculiar owl in their own trait, aren't they?
Yeah, they certainly are. They'll pretty much live anywhere that's hollow and dry and warm. They do prefer, like, barns, old buildings, houses, things like that. But you will find the odd one finding a little burrow in a tree, and they will stay in there as well. And they'll hunt things like mice, voles, rats, things like that. They've been known to take big rats as well in a pair. So, yes, yeah, very elusive and very strange in their sort of living habits and their hunting varieties as well.
Now, it's a little bit of a misconception that an owl can rotate its head fully, completely round. How many degrees actually is it?
They can go about 270, but then as soon as they get to that maximum point, they will spin and it will go the other way just as quick, and that's what gives the illusion of 360 degrees. And it's down to they've got an extra vertebrae in the neck, which allows them to go that way, and it's to protection against predators and hunting prey.
Absolutely fascinating. Rory and Emma, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It was absolutely brilliant last night. These owls are lovely, and they are available. They've got ferrets up there as well, Izzy.
Oh, a ferret. I'm just amazed by the fact that an owl can spin its head 270 degrees with an extra vertebrae in its neck. That's incredible. I wish I had that. Imagine.
You'd be all right when you're driving down the road and want to see behind you. Don't need wing mirrors anymore.
What are the ferrets doing here?
They're doing ferret racing.
Oh, fantastic. There's so many different varieties of animals here. I need to get round and see some more, actually.
Down at the bottom of the showground, that's the right-hand side as you come in. When you come in the main gate from the public car parks, you've got the arena on the left, and then on the right, you've got the livestock marquee.
Oh, is this the sheep show?
You got sheep shows down on the right-hand side, and yes, Susie the Sheep is here.
Oh, very own Susie Sheep. Excellent.
Yes, Susie the Sheep is back once again, and we've got the livestock marquee just down at the end. And then over on the other side, there is some rides, and also we have the Wall of Death.
Yes, Steve Coley was just telling me about this Wall of Death. It sounds thrilling. Or dangerous, I'm not quite sure.
Probably a little bit of both. It is a very famous Wall of Death because it's the actual Wall of Death that was used on the BBC promotional trailer.
Can you elaborate? I don't actually know what this Wall of Death is. It's a wall and it sounds like people...
It's wall, it's circle. It's like being in a barrel, vertical.
And okay? Why would you go into
and it's
this?
It's big and the motorcycles then ramp up and ride round the sides.
Oh my.
Defying gravity. It's pure G-force and the speed of the cycle that keeps them on the wall.
Speaking of motorcycles, Neil, I'm not entirely happy with what you have arranged for me in the after the next couple of songs.
Go on, tell everybody what I've set you up.
I do believe I'm going to be lying on the ground with a motorbike jumping over me. I'm not entirely sure. I've got two young children. I'm a mother.
We'll have your husband texting us in a minute. No, don't do it, Izzy!
Exactly.
Don't do it!
Yeah, but we will be talking to Steve Coley, who is our stunt motorcyclist here today. He's got two bikes today, and he's going to be telling us all about the specs and what display that they're going to be put on. And he is going to be jumping over me, yes. So if you're on social media, then we will be uploading our little videos and pictures of him jumping over me.
And I've just put on Facebook, actually, Susie Radio Facebook, a picture of those lovely owls.
Oh, cute!
Elastic Heart, it's Neil and Izzy live at the Cowpie Country Show. Having a quick look around at what you can see here at the Cowpie Country Show, you can see Stan Rawlinson, the dog listener in the countryside ring, and falconry displays, fly fishing demonstrations, and terrier racing. In the main room, we've got farm machinery displays, the vintage vehicles, the YFC competitions, the Kent and Surrey Bloodhounds, and Steve Coley, motorcycle stunt show. And Izzy, you're with Steve right now.
I certainly am, Neil. Thank you. I've just been talking to Steve, actually, and I think I recognise him. We've been to definitely a few events before. I used to present for the Extreme Sports Channel, Neil, and I used to interview quite a lot of trials riders. You've been around for years, Steve. Tell us a bit about your background.
Well, from the Isle of Man, obviously been into bikes with the TT races, and I started riding when I was six. Left school when I was 16, and I'd done 24 years of World Trials Championship. And then the last 8 years, just stunt shows. So, as you said, I've been around a long time, as you can tell from the grey hair.
So you've been to the Cowpie Show five times, but the first time at this venue, because obviously it used to be held in Reigate. We're now here in the gorgeous Blindly Heath in Surrey. What brings you here back? What brings you back?
The weather, I think. What a fantastic day here. We've had nothing but rain in the Isle of Man during the winter, so this is my first dry show of the year. It's my 10th show of the year, and last week, for example, up in Harrogate, I was getting dug out of the main ring because everything sank, but today here it's going to be absolutely fantastic, and I'll be able to use the bikes to the full potential today because it's perfect conditions.
You've got two bikes with you today. Now let's talk spec. Tell us a little bit about the engine size and what each bike does.
Right, okay, well the first one is a 300cc, the bike you're looking at here, 70kg. We've put stump pegs front and rear, it's got two back brakes on it. We basically stand all over it, front, back. We do donuts, wheelies, stoppies, we do all the crazy groundwork stuff with this machine. Yeah, that's the first 10 minutes of the show. The second 10 minutes of the show involves riding over anything and everything. It's the 250cc trials bike. It weighs only 63kg. It's full of titanium and carbon fibre, latest spec, everything. We've got blocks, we've got pyramids, we've got ramps. We're going to jump up the side of a sprinter van, down the back. And that's the second 10 minutes. And then the final finale, final 10 minutes, is the world famous monobike. It's the 300cc machine here, minus the whole front end. So we just have a back wheel, and we rip around the arena here with only a back wheel. No front wheel, no front forks, and it's pretty crazy. So make sure you get down and see it.
That's incredible. How light is that last one?
Oh, blimey. Well, we probably knocked 20kg off it straight away. So I'm riding a bike 35, 40kg.
That's actually lighter than me. That's amazing. And just tell me a little little bit about this wall of death. Neil was trying to explain to it earlier. I'm not totally sure I've grasped it. It's a circle and you ride up it and round it?
That's right, yeah. It was all on telly a couple of weeks ago, wasn't it, with Guy Martin. And, yeah, it's a vertical wall of death. And the guys here are the best in the business. The Fox family, I've known them for a few years. They race each other. They put a go-kart on the wall. They have all sorts of crazy bikes. They've got some real old stuff. 1905, the bikes were built. So, obviously, a few years younger than mine, older than mine. And, yeah, they're good guys. I think they can get four guys flying around the... Sorry, three guys and one girl flying around the wall at one time. Yeah, so that'd be well worth coming to see as well.
Nice to hear some chicks are doing some dangerous stuff as well. Speaking of which, in a short time I will be lying down for Steve to demonstrate his bouncing on his back wheel skills on this beautiful 70 kilogram bike that's in front of me. The tread on the tyre, I actually had a press into the tyre and it felt like they were a little bit flat, your tyres. Do they need pumping up or are they supposed to be like that?
It's how they are. They're like a lump of jelly. A car tyre runs at about 30 psi, the pressure in it. My bike runs at 4.5 psi in the back, so yeah, it looks almost flat, but that's how we get grip. The tyre's like a lump of chewing gum. We destroy a tyre a day. The back tyre is that soft, and you'll understand why when you see the end of the show when we burn the tyre out on the roof of the van. So it's exciting times here today.
So just remind me the details again. What time are you on for your performances for people to come down and have a look and enjoy this scary, exciting, thrilling, extreme performance you're going to put on?
We're on around 12:20 and 2:50, I believe, and my time is 30 minutes stunt show, so make sure you get yourself here to see the world-famous monobike and the crazy man from the Isle of Man.
Steve, thank you so much. I'm going to now take up my position lying on the grass for you to do your stunts over me. Neil, it's over to you with a deep breath. Tell my children I love them.
Over to you. Right, the blanket is being laid out for you, so it's just to cover you up afterwards. So there we go. Blindfold provided, I think, is... This is what we're going to be doing, and Izzy is going outside, and this is going to be very, very brave. He stepped outside the commentary box, and here we go. Izzy Brooks laying flat with a motorcycle wheel between her legs just for a moment or two, and Steve Coley taking a run-up. You need a run-up for Izzy? I don't know. Wheelies now towards Izzy, and over the top he goes. Skipping over the top of it, Izzy Brooks is now lying flat. And we're taking some video of this, by the way. So here we go. Over we go again. Izzy is screaming down here. Here we go again, Izzy. What's this feel like, Izzy?
Well, this is doesn't feel the best, I have to say, Neil. I'm a little bit scared. A lot of adrenaline pumping through. Oh, my gracious. Oh, that wheel literally brushed past my nose. I hope he's experienced. Oh!
That was a close stop. There we go. Steve Coley, thank you very much. Izzy Brooks, you're an absolute hero. Well done. Round of applause for Izzy. Brilliant stuff. It's Susie Radio. We're live at the Cowpie Country Show. We'll get the video up very, very shortly on the Susie Radio Facebook page. And you'll be able to see that, I am sure, very, very soon. Right here on Susie Radio. Izzy Brooks, you're a hero. You're a star.
And I'm also alive, Neil, which is always a bonus when you've had a motorbike jumping over your head, skimming past your nose.
I had medics on standby. I swear it.
Oh, great. I'm missing a leg. No, do you know what? It was exhilarating and thrilling, and I was screaming, but I had absolutely 100% confidence in Steve, or I wouldn't have let him do it. He is a master at what he does. And really, you should come down to Blindly Heath, to Cowpie here in Surrey, and just watch him. What he does is amazing. Were you impressed with what he was doing?
I was. It's just bunny hopping over you.
I know.
It's amazing.
I know. And when he drove the tyre in between my legs, he accidentally rode over my toes a little bit. But no. Like he said, the tyres are so soft. They're like jelly. I didn't really even feel it. So amazing stuff. Very thrilling. Very exhilarating. Goodness knows what you'll have lined up for me next year. Last year I was on the back of a quad bike being jumped through things. This year I'm being jumped over on a motorbike. Neil, I think you're trying to get me killed, are you?
You're the hero. You're the daredevil of Susie Radio.
Great fun, great fun, and great to watch, I'm sure.
Now, looking around the rest of the showground here, Izzy, I went over last night and spoke to some of the traders and found a lovely store. You love scarves, don't you?
I do love a scarf.
And bags. Every lady loves
a
bag.
I'm a girl. Hello.
Scarves and bags, yes.
Beautiful.
But how did I get football in amongst it?
What?
Yeah.
Well, I popped up to the craft marquee and I found Jean and Tony from Silver Gems. You've got a great collection of articles here. Just tell us a little bit what you're selling.
Well, there are two sides, really. One is the scarf side, and there's quite a variety of scarves, and all very well priced, I would hasten to add. Everything from sort of short, light scarves to those which are a bit heavier, and some super scarves for beach and summer, and patterns for various animals, lots of floral prints, and much more besides.
I've just got to say, you've got some wonderful designs there, but just to pick up on something you just said, what makes a super scarf?
The person that's wearing it, I have to say, and because obviously they're all for ladies, or I have a small selection of gents scarves, but if a lady puts a scarf on and she feels great because of the colour and because of the pattern, she's going to feel super.
There's a thing I didn't know. And talking of scarves, have you got your Leicester City one hanging around?
Actually, no, I've left it at home. It's on the banisters.
Because you are the biggest Leicester City fan ever. And after they beat Everton today 3-0.
I am so proud, because of the achievements. If they never do it again, it won't really matter. The fact is that they've done it this season. They've done it in style. And one match to go. They lifted the trophy probably about 15 minutes ago. And it's just such a fantastic achievement. And I am so pleased.
Brilliant, Tony. I'm going to move over to speak to Jean briefly, because Jean, we've gone to the subject of football already. Yes. From scarves. Tell us about your little bags you've got here.
Oh yes, these are justice bags. Of course, now we have to pay for carrier bags, and obviously there's the element of not wanting to pollute the world. We have these amazing folding shopping bags, which you can just pop in your pocket or in another bag when you're going shopping, and then you've always got it. But we've got all different prints, dogs, cats, elephants, florals, lots and lots of different colours. So yeah, come and see us. Again, so, well priced, £7, two for 12, and be happy to see you down here.
Now just tell us about this, because you've got a headline up here, bag a bag in a bag. So this is a tiny little bag. It can't be more than about 3 or 4 inches high, with a little tiny handle, all in a nice display or design. How does this open to make a big carrier bag? Is it? It's one of these wonderful fold-up things.
Yes, it is. It's quite deceptive. Once you get it out, it actually will carry a weight of up to 15 kilograms. So perfect for your supermarket shop. They're also justice bags, which are a fair trade bag where all the profits with the wholesalers go to various charities, mostly based in the UK and abroad, particularly children and charities for women. So it's a very good charity to support, and we've been very successful in selling them. We also have, Tony forgot to mention, quite a range of fair trade scarves, but we do like to sell products which have a bit of a conscience as well. So yeah.
That's fabulous. Thank you very much, Jean and Tony at Silver Gems.
Pleasure.
That was Tony and Jean I spoke to last evening up in the craft marquee here at the Cowpie Country Show. And to do pop along, see lots of other crafts that are available in that marquee. And I will point out, we did that interview whilst Leicester City were playing Everton, and it was 3-0 at the time. And time we finished the interview, it was 3-1. And well done to Leicester City, of course.
Where are we going to next? Look at this amazing red tractor just passing us. The scenes here today at Cowpie
are
amazing.
Ferguson.
I love a Massey Ferguson, the red ones. The green ones are the John Deere's. I'm learning, you see. And we've got the Kabutus. They're the orange ones.
Yeah, you do well. Okay. Have you seen a grey Fergie yet?
Not a grey Fergie, no. Is it grey by any chance?
How would you guess? That's so cold, you see. I tell you what, hang on a minute. You keep talking for a second.
He's off. Oh, goodness knows what he's doing now. There's so many different varieties of tractors here and ages. You've got the brand spanking shiny new ones to the rust buckets that make such banging... Oh, goodness. What is this?
I'm so sad, you see. I've got books on tractors.
Oh, lovely. You're handing over your treasured possessions. Know Your Tractors and Tractors and Trucks. Two books by Neil. Oh, goodness. I should be here for the rest of the day. They are amazing machines and my son's really keen on them. He's only four, obviously, and I understand why. They're just a spectacle to look at, aren't they? You can't, your eyes are drawn to them and you can't help but watch them.
Well, just about 11 o'clock, if you can stay around that little bit longer, we're going to have the farm machinery display here in the arena, and when they bring the crop sprayer out, it's just amazing. It's like watching a dance with these extendable arms that fold out. The cantilever out like this.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just waving my arms out to the sides.
Yeah.
And they go up and they go down. Yeah. It's like ballet.
Amazing. Ballet really from machinery.
I mean, obviously, they're not spraying in the arena. They're showing you how it works. And believe it or not, these things are operated by satellite navigation.
No, really?
Yeah. It plots you across the field from A to B, and you get your furrows in an absolute dead straight line with the ploughing machines. And
I'm being a bit dense here, so there's no driver?
No, you have a driver as well. I think it just sits there reading the tractor book.
So it's like cruise control for tractors.
It is, yes.
Incredible.
But linked to satellite.
Amazing.
Because there's no roads. You can't use an ordinary sat nav, can you? Because there's no roads in the middle of a field.
Amazing. That's incredible. They are, they're beasts. They're so big, but they're so beautiful to look at.
They are.
I like the rust bucket that just went past me a minute ago and made this sort of backfiring banging sound. But
you
I
can't call a classic vehicle a rust bucket, Missy Brooks.
It was a beautiful rust bucket. Lovely.
Shocking.
Look at these old vehicles coming in on the side as well. Oh, what are those?
They're cars.
Yes, obviously. Oh, Neil. No, I'm a bit sandwiched short of a picnic today, but I'm not that bad.
Oh, I love ones.
Vintage cars. If you like your vintage cars, then do come down. There's lots of them as well. Lots happening today.
Young Miss Brooks, talking of cars and rust buckets, let's talk about everybody else's cars and rust buckets. I'm sure they're not, but let's do the travel. Locally on the A22, where we are at Blindly Heath, both directions do expect a bit of queuing a little later, near to the Ray Lane traffic lights. That's the traffic lights leading into Lingfield. The staff here do a wonderful job getting the cars into the public car parks for the event, but just be a little bit patient, particularly in this hot sunshine. Enjoy the day. Don't forget your sun cream, a good hat, and take plenty of water with you. Take a bottle of water with you in the car.
Susie, 103.4.
Hello, Izzy.
Hello.
You've got a man who knows about sheep.
I've cornered Richard from The Sheep Show. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning.
So, tell us about your show that's on today. Obviously, it involves sheep. We know there's a Susie sheep, but what are they doing, these sheep?
Right, well, it's a bit like a Miss World and Sheep, really. All the sheep come up on stage, all two of their own little theme tunes. So we've got a Rastafarian sheep, obviously gone on to a bit of Bob Marley. And so they're all introduced. We tell them a little bit about the breeds of sheep. Then we have a shearing demonstration. And then we've got some famous dancing sheep for you.
Amazing. Will these sheep be in bikinis like the Miss Worlds?
No. This is strictly adult show. You know, it's a very, very, it's a family show.
He will, is he?
So sure. How many different breeds of sheep will we be seeing today?
We've got 9 different breeds, and then we've got the one that we shear, which she will be looking a little bit naked by the end, hopefully.
Oh.
So she's a different breed again, so yeah.
10.
So tell me about the different breeds. Do they all have different assets, shall we say, or different talents to display at Miss World Sheep?
Yes, definitely. Yeah. We've got the rarest, one of the very rare breed he comes on to start with, which is a Norfolk Horn. Then we've got a little tiny little sheep, which is actually doesn't live too far away from here, on the South Downs. And she's a totally different style of sheep, short in the wheelbase, produce a very fine wool, but sweet tweet. And then we've got sheep that produce really just for wool, massive, big Lincoln long wool. And then we got a meat sort of breed, and he's got sort of double muscling in his back end for those extra sort of lamb chops.
Oh, I was going to say, actually,
don't mention mint sauce.
So which is the one that's nice on the plate on a Sunday?
I would say, she's not listening.
Cover her ears quickly, whoever's near the sheep, cover her ears.
Yeah, Susie the South Down.
Susie's sheep! sheep. Oh no!
Oh no! We can't have that. Not Susie the sheep.
The sweetest meat there.
The sweetest meat out of all of them. Oh, so Richard, just tell us your times today. If people want to come and see the sheep show, what time can we see you and where?
Right, we are down just below the farm tent with all the animals in. You'll see a big blue trailer there with all the names on them, and we are at 11 o'clock. 12:30, 2, and our last one's at 3:30.
Breaking news, 11 o'clock, 12:30, 2 and 3:30 for the sheep show here at Cow Pie in Blindly Heath.
I like it, there's a car reference in there, a little bit short in the chassis.
Yeah.
Lots of little one-liners for you.
Lots of little one-liners. And if you want to come and see the sheep show, you just heard the times it's on. If you come in the main gate, just turn to the right, Combine Harvester's that side, and just go past the Combine Harvester and down on the right.
Past the Combine Harvester.
Should we have some aha?
Aha.
Aha. We can sing now.
Oh, lovely. And more dancing, please.
Thank you, Izzy.
Thanks, Neil. Thank you, Richard.
So, Izzy, what a morning it's been. I think the day's going to be even more special.
The sun's really hotting up now out there as well, isn't it, Neil? It's definite sun cream weather and hat weather, but how glorious. What a beautiful day to be outside and enjoying our county and everything that it has to offer. It's all local stalls here promoting their businesses. It can't get better than that. You have to come down and support these guys who are going to put on a fantastic day for us all.
It's going to be great. Looking forward to the whole day. I've got to get myself ready now. I've got the commentary to do.
Oh, Neil. You're such a busy bee. I love it.
I know. I'm looking forward to this. Charlie Q's up next on Susie Radio. It's been a pleasure. Do come and join us here at the Cow Pie Country Show a little later if you want to.
Bye.
Deep down in Louisiana, across the North. Thanks, Izzy.
Live from Merstham at susieradio.com and 103.4 FM. This is Susie Radio, Sussex and Surrey.